Welcome to another episode of Titan PI TV, where we're looking at the inside workings of a live operational investigation agency, that being Titan Private Investigation Limited here at Derby. I'm your host and Managing Director, Simon Henson. So today we're going to be looking at training. Titan delivers a five-day RQF Intermediate Level 4 Covert Surveillance Operations course. This teaches you all the elements of surveillance, whether that be foot, mobile, technical, and then we go on to everything in the background. The recces, the briefings, the operational orders, the debriefings, imagery, time date stamp, etc. It goes on. So what I want to discuss today is the training. So our last course, we had a learner who attended our course. They already had the RQF Level 4 qualification with another training provider here in the UK. So why did they come on our course? Titan differ from other training providers. We are predominantly an operational company. So we are able to train because we have the background, credible background in the police and the military as trainers and surveillance operatives. We are then able to bring that and pricey it down so it is relevant for the commercial sector. But we're also, post-course, if you're successful, we're able to offer you work because predominantly we're an operational company. So this learner had done this course with another training provider. They'd got the RQF Level 4, but they'd had it 2-3 years ago. They had not worked in that time. So they decided to come and work for Titan or do the course with Titan with the thought of working after. So we thought this would be a great opportunity because we don't put people onto other training providers' courses. So we don't know what the other training providers are delivering other than what they should deliver through the syllabus that we all work off. So we thought this would be a fantastic opportunity to get some real feedback, whether it's positive or negative, about the course that they attended compared to our court. And we were quite surprised at that feedback. It was quite balanced, but we're going to focus today on the areas that that other training provider did not provide. Okay, so let's look at these 10 areas which are rudimental that are not on another training provider's course. So we're going to look at 3 which are to do with foot surveillance, 3 which are to do with mobile surveillance, and another 4 which you need to have the knowledge and skill base to be able to go out there and do surveillance. So let's look at the first. The first is called clearing corners. Basic, hour 1, day 1. So we've got our subject walking on the offside footpath, and that we then have a foot team working in an ABC formation. I'm not going to go into details because we've said we're not discussing tactics. So I'm not going to go into the roles and responsibilities of A, B and C on that foot team. If you want to know more, come on the course. So we have got the person in responsibility and role A. We have the person and responsibility in B, and then we've got the person responsibility in C. Our subject is walking down the high street towards Town Street. We've got an obstacle here, an area of danger. So our subject, that's the subject walking offside footpath, high street towards Town Street, approximately 10 meters from that junction. Okay, so our subject could turn right here. So our subject gets to this point. The person in A is moving up with the subject, and that's the subject, a right onto Town Street, temporary loss. So what we're going to do here, if we don't, we need to corner clear. So the options are the person in A can come up and turn right. Our subject's held here. You're a rabbit in headlights, or you've got to get out of the way, but your exposure has risen. So we clear corners. So in this case, we would communicate with the person in responsibility B on approach to that possible area of danger, which is an offside or a right turn, and ask them to clear the corner for us. So that's the subject towards Town Street. Back up. Can you clear the corner? Back up. Yes, yes. That's the subject, a right onto Town Street. Back up at this point is moving up. Has a quick look down. Corner's clear. So the person alpha can then come round the corner. Or it might be that the corner's not clear because the subject is using an ATM or looking at a shop window or performing anti-surveillance and trying to find out who comes around that corner with him. Why is corner clearing not in a professional course? Can't believe it. Let's move on to the next point then. Point two, still on foot surveillance, and we're going to be discussing stop and plot. Okay, so our subject goes into a shop. That's our subject in a shop. We have to create a sterile area around our subject. So once again, I'm discussing a tactic, but I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want to give too much away. So how do we deal with this? Well, we use the mnemonic VINO. V, gain a visual. So we have a visual on the doors. E, enter. We want someone in there if the objective would be beneficial. Is our objective to see how a person is paying, for example? If that's the case, we need to enter. If this is just a normal shop and it looks like domestic shopping, are we going to enter? Probably not. So we need to make that decision. So V, visual. E, enter. Then we need to cover the near side with one operative. And we need to cover the offside with the other operative. Obviously, we talk about subjects, and near side is the subject exit. So as you're looking at this, it would be near side, offside, left or right. But when we're talking about plotting, making a sterile area around that subject, it's what the subject does. So when the subject does near side, it's the opposite direction. So this is the left of the subject and this is right or offside. So we've got A covering the near side, B covering the offside. We've got C in the shop with the subject. A is also able to cover the visual. So we have got a sterile area around that subject. The subject can't go anywhere. This is a stop and plot. How can this not be taught? How would another training provider create a sterile area around that subject? I don't think they do. Next point. Third point on foot then, which is not included on another training provider's course. Public transport. So if a subject is on foot and that subject gets into a taxi, a train, a tram, a bus, a coach, any form of public transport, there is a set tactic on how to deal with it. I'm not going to go into what that tactic is because it's giving things away and we don't want to compromise operatives in the field. But an operative or someone that graduates from a course needs to know and needs to have put it into practice how they would follow someone on public transport, because it's completely different. It might be that there's a number of foot operatives following the subject around on public transport, or it might be that there's a mobile surveillance team as well, and then you've got to think of your tactics to control the subject once again on public transport. This isn't done either. Day one. Okay, now we're going to move on to the three areas on mobile surveillance that another training provider does not teach. First one, motorways. Motorways have, well, they're different. First of all, they move faster. The landmarks are different. So you have gantries, you have bridges, you have mobile phone masts, which you probably wouldn't put into your commentary on a conventional surveillance on an ARB road. I think I've just said you're moving so much faster. There is a different glossary. And the reason it's glossary is so that if comms are slightly broken, when we hear aspects of glossary, we know it's a motorway. Okay. So we need to practice motorways. We need to teach the difference between A, B roads and motorways. Once again, I'm not done with this other train provider. Second area of mobile surveillance not covered on another training provider's course. Multi-story car parks. Multi-story car parks are a massive hazard. Multiple floors, multiple exits. We need to get in there. And there's a procedure on how we do it. Not going to go into the tactic. But we need to teach multi-story car parks. The set procedure that we have to go through to maintain covert control of our subject and to ensure that our subject cannot escape from our control. Not taught. Third point that isn't included on mobile surveillance, stop and plot. It's the theme here, isn't there? They didn't cover stop and plot on foot either. Okay, so we use a Neunomic cord posted. Not going to go into the exact details of positions, blah, 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 blah. I am just going to discuss how we do stop and plot, that sterile area around our subject vehicle. So P, paint the picture. O, obtain the eyeball. S, safety net. T, take a breath. E, extend the plot. D, don't forget your foot unit. So subject vehicle, stop, stop, stop on the near side. Can I have a vehicle to cover? Paint the picture first, sorry. So stop, stop, stop on the near side. Subject remains within the vehicle. The subject has a view all around him, and it's approximately 10 metres before the T-junction with Henry Street. We've painted the picture. Not everyone has to then come and have a look at our subject vehicle to find out where it's parked. We've painted the picture, they know. Obtain the eyeball. Alpha 1 has the eyeball. Alpha 1 is one of the vehicles, and they've got the visual on the subject vehicle. Safety net. So from Alpha 1, can I have a vehicle cover the straight on? Alpha 2. Alpha 2, yes, yes. Can I have a vehicle cover the reverse? Alpha 3. Alpha 3, yes, yes. So straight away, if our subject moves off, we've got Alpha 2, if it's off original, which is the direction it was travelling in, and we've got Alpha 3, if it's off reciprocal, which is the return route. That's our safety net. If you don't put that on, your subject can just disappear. So we've painted the picture, we've obtained the eyeball, and we've put on a safety net. T, take a breath. Have a look at your maps. Where are our risks? The biggest risk ahead is this T-junction. So extend the plot. Alpha 1 is the eyeball. So we've got three cars. Alpha 1 is the eyeball and can cover straight on near side at the T-junction. Alpha 1 to Alpha 2. Alpha 2, go ahead. Alpha 2, relinquish your responsibility on the straight on and cover the straight on offside at the T-junction onto Henry Street. Alpha 2, yes, yes. No change, no change on the subject vehicle. So Alpha 1 has got the visual and can cover the near side on the straight ahead, straight on. Alpha 3 has got the straight on offside. And Alpha 3 has got the reverse. That's a plot. And we need to have that professional, sterile area around a subject so we don't have a loss. It's fully under control if that subject manoeuvres off original or reverse. Not taught. Okay, so we've just discussed three areas that another training provider doesn't cover, which are rudimental, fundamental elements of foot surveillance, and another three, which are mobile surveillance. We're now going to look at four areas which a learner or a graduate of a course needs to understand and have been able to put it into practice to show that they fully understand it. So we're going to look at log exercises and the practice of it. We're going to look at homework at the end of each day. We're going to look at time date stamp. And we're going to look at car setup. So let's look at car setup first. I'm not going to discuss the ins and outs of how we set a car up now, because if a subject is watching this, someone who believes that they are under surveillance, they will start to look for these areas. Learners need to know, though, before they go out and do their first day live operation, they need to know about where they need to set the cameras up. They need to know what brackets and mounts they need for those cameras. They need to know about glass and tints. They need to know about leisure batteries and electronic car setup so they can survive in that van for a long period of time. They need to know about props. We need to manage our exposure. So we need different clothing. That might be a food delivery or a courier or a litter picker. But we need to know about these things so that when we go in close to a subject, we are seen but not remembered. And this is all about the car setup. And if you don't know how to set your car up, you have the knowledge of surveillance, but you can't really put it into practice. Another area not covered, the second area out of the last four. homework. Here at Titan, we do not apologise for our course being intense and a very steep learning curve. You will be doing, in the mornings, 2 to 3 hours practical in the classroom learning the theory. We then spend the rest of the day, which is potentially up to 10 hours, including the morning, putting that into practice. And that will be potentially going around different counties, depending on what module we're doing. And we have a ratio of 1 instructor to 3 students. Sometimes that's less, but worst case scenario is 1 to 3. In the evenings, there is homework. And this is because you have to work through a workbook if you're doing the industry qualification, the RQF Level 4 Intermediate. You are gaining a qualification which is above A-level in 5 days. So how can there not be homework? There's too much to fit in. So with homework, our students will be doing 13 to 14 hour days. There might be recces in the evening. There might be an operational order which you need to create. It might be you need to take some images of a location where we are starting in the morning as part of your recce so that you can deliver an operational briefing. There are always things to do in the evening. This other training provider had no homework. It was just 8 to 10 hour day. Need homework. Third point out of the last four. So this is point number 9, which isn't on another training provider's course. Log exercises. At Titan, we have an in-depth log exercise. So on the board will be footage, and the learners on the course will be writing a log contemporaneously, so as it happens, of what they are seeing. We then go through how to do addendums, so make edits to it. We then go through the debrief of that log and the signing of that log. Every operation should have a log being written by a logist or one of the operatives during any deployment. How can you not teach logs and at least practice it? Not done. Final point, final area, which is missing on another training provider's course. Time, date, stamp. Operatives can have the best day in the world, so a surveillance team can keep control of their subject all day long. But if they haven't got any footage, then they are the worst surveillance team, even though they've had the best day, because we've got nothing to report back to our end client. If we have got footage, but we don't know how to put the time date stamp on it so you can see it in the corner, then it's useless. So why would you not teach your learners how to put time date stamp on their footage so it's evidential? Not done. Okay, so those are the 10 points which were omitted. I'm now going to read you the last paragraph of the email from this student that went on this other training provider's course, then ours. So I am going to be looking up there at the auto queue, but this is the last paragraph of the email. I thoroughly enjoyed the Titan course. I feel I have come away with a much clearer understanding of many of the topics. I feel your practical approach to both foot and mobile was more methodical. It was a benefit to have 4 instructors from both a practical point of view and in the classroom. The overall feel of the course was more professional. The tasks we did were brilliantly organised and thoroughly enjoyable. I felt very welcomed and comfortable. I think that says it all. Listen, we don't want to diss other train providers. We don't want to give tactics away. But those 10 areas are rudimental, and I can't believe that operatives are being trained, churned out, and they have those 10 areas lacking. There will be more episodes. We'd love you to come and join us. If you want to know more about our training, visit our website at www.titaninvestigations.co.uk and click on the training tab. If you want any of our services, same website, click on the service page. We're happy to talk to you. We would really, really appreciate if you subscribe to this channel, Titan PI TV. Till next time, thanks for listening.